Fine, I'll stay here, said Harry. Let me know if you ever defeat Voldemort, won't you? As Ron and Hermione laughed, pain shot through the scar on Harry's forehead. His hand jumped to it. He saw Hermione's eyes narrow, and he tried to pass off the movement by brushing his hair out of his eyes. Well, if all three of us go, we'll have to disapparate separately, Ron was saying. We can't all fit under the cloak anymore. Harry's scar was becoming more and more painful. He stood up. At once, Creature hurried forward.
Master has not finished his soup. Would Master prefer the savoury stew, or else the treacle tart to which Master is so partial?
Thanks, Creature, but I'll be back in a minute. Bathroom. Aware that Hermione was watching him suspiciously, Harry hurried up the stairs to the hall, and then to the first landing, where he dashed into the bathroom and bolted the door again. Grunting with pain, he slumped over the black basin with its taps in the form of open-mouthed serpents and closed his eyes. He was gliding along a twilit street. The buildings on either side of him had high, timbered gables. They looked like gingerbread houses. He approached one of them, then saw the whiteness of his own long-fingered hand against the door. He knocked. He felt a mounting excitement. The door opened. A laughing woman stood there. Her face fell as she looked into Harry's face. Humour gone, terror replacing it.
Gregorovitch, said a high, cold voice.
She shook her head. She was trying to close the door. A white hand held it steady, prevented her shutting him out.
I want Gregorovitch. Er von hier nicht mehr, she cried, shaking her head. He no live here. He no live here. I know him not.
Abandoning the attempt to close the door, she began to back away down the dark hall, and Harry followed, gliding toward her, and his long-fingered hand had drawn his wand.
Where is he? Das weiß ich nicht. He move. I know not. I know not.
He raised the wand. She screamed. Two young children came running into the hall. She tried to shield them with her arms. There was a flash of green light.
Harry! Harry!
He opened his eyes. He had sunk to the floor. Hermione was pounding on the door again.
Harry, open up!
He had shouted out. He knew it. He got up and unbolted the door. Hermione toppled inside at once, regained her balance, and looked around suspiciously. Ron was right behind her, looking unnerved as he pointed his wand into the corners of the chilly bathroom.
What were you doing?
Asked Hermione sternly.
What do you think I was doing? Asked Harry with feeble bravado.
You were yelling your head off, said Ron.
Oh, yeah. I must have dozed off, or...
Harry, please don't insult our intelligence, said Hermione, taking deep breaths. We know your scar hurt downstairs, and you're white as a sheet. Harry sat down on the edge of the bath.
Fine. I've just seen Voldemort murdering a woman. By now, he's probably killed her whole family. And he didn't need to. It was Cedric all over again. They were just there.
Harry, you aren't supposed to let this happen anymore,
Hermione cried, her voice echoing through the bathroom.
Dumbledore wanted you to use occlumency. He thought the connection was dangerous. Voldemort can use it, Harry. What good is it to watch him kill and torture? How can it help?
Because it means I know what he's doing, said Harry.
So you're not even going to try to shut him out?
Hermione, I can't. You know I'm lousy at occlumency. I never got the hang of it.
You never really tried, she said hotly. I don't get it, Harry. Do you like having this special connection or relationship or what? Whatever?